Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So once again, the breaking news, Joe Biden has won the write-in campaign in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, CNN's ratings last week in primetime were behind the History Channel and some other kind of obscure cable network news. Folks, you know, the times, they are changing. No doubt about that, but we're going to continue pressing forward with the Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wonderful to be with you here on this Wednesday morning. And don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, we'll be talking with Denise here in just a moment. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we sure do appreciate that as well. So head on over there. You can find me on Facebook, also on X as well. So once again, folks, without further ado, let's not waste any more time. Let's bring Denise Simon back in here through the magic of connecting our studios together. And here she is, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, here we are. It's Wednesday, and, you know, we were just right before the top of the hour talking about the New Hampshire primary. You know, you mentioned, Denise, about the sort of the breakdown of some of these voters. And one of the most interesting things, of course, is that Nikki Haley seemed to get, obviously, much more independence than Donald Trump did. And certainly about, according to one exit poll, about 12% Democrats. Do you think that that's more or less accurate, do you think?
Yeah, it appears to be. You know, there's so much media in New Hampshire from all kinds of networks, and they were spread out all over the place. And I mean all over the place. And it appears to me that New Hampshire is so much more moderate than Iowa ever thought of being.
Right.
So, and yet here they are in a live free or die state, which is their motto. Now, help me figure that one out. Live free or die.
Right.
And yet they're moderate.
And yet they're moderate. Right.
I would say that they should be probably much more hardcore than any other state with that kind of motto. That I don't even think that they understand what live free is anymore, because we're not living free. In fact, I didn't, with all the interviews that I saw, you know, talking to voters and residents of New Hampshire in the last several days, it was really curious to me the things that they were most concerned about. Immigration became number one. And the economy came number two. But I actually saw something on Facebook yesterday, and it just sort of resonated, and then said, it told me that, you know, so far we haven't heard Iowans or New Hampshireans, there's such a word, say anything about taxes. And the thing that I saw, the biggest scam in life, paying taxes on money that you make, taxes on money that you spend.
Right.
And then taxes on things you own that you already paid taxes on with already taxed money.
Right.
And nobody's, and our tax exposure because of the federal debt is worse than ever. I mean it's impossible for us to pay that debt back. So I didn't hear anybody really describe any of that or say any part of that about the federal spending and the size of the federal government. They were talking about immigration, and they were talking about the economy.
That's so right, with immigration really starting to take the lead on all this, too.
Yeah, and here's a live free or die state when you can't live freely with the tax burden and the size of the federal government, we can't live freely. And so, anyway.
Yeah, it's become more like of a euphemism. Hey, we're free, you know, this kind of thing. You know, right. I guess free to do many other things, but you're right. But when things become oppressive, and this is really part of the message that the GOP can really hammer in on, too. Because nobody believes that, you know, they're paying too little in taxes or too, you know, they think they're paying too much in taxes.
Yeah, across the board.
Right. Exactly. And just real quick, I just found this statistic again. For independents, for Haley voters, according to a CBS exit poll, 59% of Haley voters were independents compared to 31% for Donald Trump. So that's a gap.
Like it or not, you can't win a presidency without independents. And she obviously reached out to independents. And I think that was a smart thing to do. I think Trump needs to, in his campaign, need to take a hard look at independents. Now, I will say this, too. She spent, four times the amount of money in New Hampshire as Trump did.
Right.
She spent a whole lot more time in New Hampshire than Trump did. So with all of that, it tells us, you know, she didn't do as well as on paper she should have. But,
well, you know,
she did well with the independents.
Well, she did. But a lot of these independents may also be voting because she's not Trump, for one thing. Because there was another poll that showed about 80% of the Trump voters were wildly enthusiastic. But then only 30% of the Haley voters were wildly enthusiastic to vote just for her, you know. So there are other factors, I think, too,
sure,
when it comes to that percentage that she got. But exactly. So, I mean, this is where it all gets so interesting when we break it down like that. I'll tell you what.
And confusing.
And confusing as well. Well, we're going to do our best to unravel it. When we come back from the break, everybody, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you, and we are moving through this Wednesday edition and having fun, too. Imagine that.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program. And once again, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. And once again, we'll open up the telephone lines and take callers at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And welcome back, of course, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, you know, again, so much to talk about. And drilling down on everything in New Hampshire, you know, obviously this will go on for some time. But once again, I brings us back to this question. I know we talked about it just briefly right before the top of the hour. But all these things have to do, is there a real path? And does Nikki Haley start to, in other words, will she get more support now or, you know, from big donors to write those big checks? Or is there going to be a little bit more pressure to unify in the party and drop out of the race? But I don't think she has the mindset to do that right now.
She's not dropping out, so I was wrong. I really thought she would drop out after New Hampshire, but so I get a demerit for that one. She's not dropping out, but I think that she's going to get – she has a lot of money, and I think with these results in New Hampshire, she's going to get even more money to keep going. So next, I think, is Nevada, which comes up before South Carolina. Nevada is a disaster. Because not only do they do a primary, but they also do a caucus. And mm-hmm. What a mess that is. And they're on different days. Now, I don't even know how to describe what Nevada's doing, but Trump, she's on a ballot and Trump is not. So that means that Trump has to go to the caucus side. there's lots of candidates on the ballot side. So one I think is Tuesday and the other one's Thursday. I think that's how it works. So Nevada's a mess. And then comes South Carolina. So, yeah, here's where we are. And she only speaks, she said last night in her little speech that she's going on to South Carolina. She didn't even mention Nevada. So I don't know if she's making an appearance out there or not.
Right. And, of course, for our friends and our listeners on KDON 101.5, the talk of Las Vegas, the Nevada primary, I believe, is on, I think, February the 8th. So we'll be talking about that as well here on the program, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Yeah, she might be trying to sidestep it just because it's not a great story for her.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. Nevada, I once knew the state. I don't know it anymore. So I can't really make any kind of estimate on it. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try.
Well, you know, one of the things, the divide between Haley and Trump is much different than, say, between DeSantis and Trump, right? Or Tim Scott and Trump. I mean, Nikki Haley seems to be sort of on the outside of typical Trumpian ways of doing things or policy, maybe not so much on policy, but on terms of support, of where that support is coming from and how she phrases or couches things. How is that reconcilable in trying to unify the party, just projecting at some point in the future? Because it seems to me that people who don't want to vote for Donald Trump are an emphatic no. They don't want to vote for Donald Trump. That's why, it's, in some reasons, they're voting for Nikki Haley.
Right. So there is a faction. There are never Trumpers out there. And that's where we are. I mean, you heard it from some of the voters in New Hampshire. They exist, and they're, you know, they don't want any more chaos. They don't want any more lawsuits. They don't want this. They don't want that. And you know, we don't know what the left is going to do. And I imagine they're going to continue to dig in on Trump. I think they're plotting right now, especially when they see the results of New Hampshire. Now, they had a machine in New Hampshire that was operating because Biden was not on any ballot, and they had a write-in campaign, and which really means nothing because you do write-ins, and I think they're invalid ballots. But they collected over 100,000 of them for Biden.
And they still got 62% or something,
yeah,
if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and Dean Phillips is a real guy, and he was way behind.
Right. It's very sort of a funny show going on there as well. Yeah, and it is really weird. American politics has changed so very much. But I tell you what, let's shift gears here just for a moment, and as we get through the last part of this segment, then we'll open up the phone lines, of course. Just in terms of international, we know that there's been other strikes, right, by the U.S. And I was looking at these stories earlier, and your voice was ringing in my ears saying, are we at war? Is this sound like looks like a war that's being fought? And but they're trying not to fight it as a war? Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're at war. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I mean, we actually went after Qatib Hezbollah in Iraq last night. So now we're bombing locations in Iraq, in addition to Yemen. And I think there was actually some strikes on the Syrian border, too. So we've got three different target locations.
Right.
That sounds like a war to me.
Yeah, and doesn't that ramp up, obviously, the danger for our active military forces there that are stationed somewhere in Iraq? But also, what about, you know, if you're traveling? I mean, you're in the Middle East. That seems to me that this is going to ramp up dangers for Americans and certainly Brits.
Well, yes. Now, look, I'm not against these strikes. I'm with these strikes. But somebody needs to say to us, what is really happening here. If they're not going to say it to us, at least tell Congress. At least the, you know, Senate Armed Services Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee. You know, this is what we're seeing. These are the factions. And, you know, who's behind it all? Well, it's Iran. What are you going to do about Iran? You're just going to leave Iran alone and just kind of, you know, drop, you know, millions of dollars worth of ordnance on, you know, targets that you'd think are viable targets when we we seem to keep finding more and more and more and more targets. So somebody in this administration needs to come clean, or somebody in this Pentagon. Who's making these decisions? How long, you know, they used the word the other day, sustained. Well, how long is sustained?
That's right. Yeah, we'll be here. It'll be Christmas time, and we're still, you know, I mean, exactly. Open-ended is something the American people don't like. And you better believe if this was a Republican president, people would already be saying, what's the exit strategy? What's the goal? What does it mean to be successful with these strikes? And how do you bring everybody out of that? And we don't have
which
to keep doing that.
Which is all going to change up the conversation, and I think it already has, with the money. You know, we're supposed to provide some support to Israel and Ukraine, and the house is going fine, but, you know, we're going to deal with immigration first. So I think with all of these strikes that are happening, Syria, Yemen, Iraq, that it's changing up the conversation. And where are we offensively and defensively in the Middle East? Least of which, you know, we don't want to forget about Taiwan because, are we going to be in any kind of offense or defensive position with the South China Sea? And when it comes to immigration. So we're in such a convoluted mess here with policy, and this is where foreign policy and domestic policy have collided. And it really comes down to spending. And it comes down to, you know, some kind of a plan, some kind of a mission set. And we don't know we don't have a clue what any of that is.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, I would say, where's the FBI? Has the FBI opened any cases on any of these foreigners that have come across our southern border? Are we doing fingerprints? Are we doing facial recognition?
Good question.
Are we creating any kind of files? The answer to that to me seems no.
Indeed. Well, you know, it's a good thing the adults are back in the room. That's all I can say. And, you know, oh, brother. I'll tell you what, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA News update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast ballots in that state's first in the nation vote.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew we were coming. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters over his actions during the post-election period in 2020. He claims it will help him politically, not hurt him. A U.S. military veteran will get the experience of a lifetime earning a ticket to the upcoming Super Bowl. Los Angeles Rams rookie receiver Puka Nacua, together with the USAA and the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of America, is providing a trip to Las Vegas and the big game for two to Chief Master Sergeant Jim Sullivan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we press on through the Wednesday edition of the program. And we're having a great time. It's midweek, and there are many, many interesting things going on, to say the least. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Just like Uncle Rick did here during the break here just a little while ago. The question is, the Marshall Island tsunami because of the underwater nuke test by North Korea? That is a great question. And I want to bring in Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we do know that the Marshall Islands did get some kind of big wave that hit, but some are attributing it to climate change. But it looks like the nuke test from North Korea did occur, but it occurred like back on January the 19th, evidently. But they claim to have conducted an underwater nuclear test, I believe.
Well, we have an army base there. So the interesting thing is that was there any kind of technology on this base that can tell us, you know, what happened? Is there been silent? There's big waves. I mean, it was going through doors of buildings and so forth. So not many people have have talked about it. They're not saying it was a tsunami. They're saying that, you know, this was, you know, some massive waves.
A rogue wave or something. Yeah.
So where's our military? You know, we have military force there. What are they saying? We don't know. You know.
It's just one of those things. Yeah, how about climate change? How about that? we'll just say climate change. That'll be a catch-all. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. They're lighting up, of course. It's always good to see that. We've got Iron Mike back with us here this morning for Denise Simon. Good morning, Iron Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to comment, and I know Denise knows this, but New Hampshire was solidly Republican for years and years. And the people of Boston and surrounding place from Massachusetts migrated there to get away from the high taxes of that state. And then a lot of them commuted back to Boston, which is a short run, to get the thing. And then they voted Democrat. And that tells me that the Democrats are nothing but a cult. And the other thing is, I went to Arlington to see a Korean War prisoner of war and veteran and hero that I knew real well. I went to see him in Arlington, and while I was there, I was with a veteran friend. While I was there, driving to Arlington, I passed one six-story apartment, long six-story apartment buildings after another being under construction. Now, this was at the time of the Obama administration, and that's why Virginia doesn't vote, or it's kind of a mixed vote now. It was solidly Republican, and they spent all these government workers that were hired during that time of vote their pocketbook and not their country. They have done everything they can to manipulate this country, and there's no Scoop Jacksons or Sam Nunns anymore in the Democratic Party. And it used to be, if one got in or the other got in, there was always some good come out of it. And that's it. But anyway,
well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I understand his point, which is really kind of what I've been saying about DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DeSantis has run a very successful state in Florida, and I didn't want him to be president, so I'm glad he's home. But I want him to be the grand marshal of a conservative parade across the United States. I think he could do well at doing that to not only recruit and mobilize conservative governors, but to have those governors put pressure on their respective legislatures. You know, so we can have, you know, 40 states or 45 states with Republican governors and legislatures. You know, what is happening in some of these states across the country is repugnant to me. I mean, California, Oregon, Washington, Pennsylvania, Minnesota.
Right.
Lead the charge, Mr. Ron.
Well, we appreciate the call very much, Iron Mike. And I'll tell you what, let's head over to line two. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, there in the Las Vegas area as well. Good morning, Neil. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I want to just mention a worn-out acronym, return on investment. Aid to Israel, okay? Not to get into the weeds, but aid to Israel. No aid to Ukraine, all right? They speak Russian in Ukraine. They speak Russian in Latvia. 80% of the population in Latvia speak Russian. The bureaucrats there don't like that, okay? We should have no involvement in a civil war. Let me put that aside, because I want to get to my point about what just happened tonight. I'm very happy that Trump won by 11 percentage points, but I have no doubt that there's voter fraud in Nikki Haley's vote count. Let's just look at that independent block of voters. How many of those independents are really Democrats who just wanted to you know, try to throw a wrench into this primary because they know a vote for Biden was just insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that. Whatever she got, I think maybe you could subtract half of that. I think she's delusional. If she thinks she has a chance, and if she ever became the Republican nominee, the Biden machine would chew on her and spit her out. I don't know if she realizes that. Your comment.
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
Look, she has a style about her that is ingratiating herself to the non-Trump voting bloc. And the Democrats and the independents have picked up on this style, and they've decided that they don't want Trump, so this is their method of supporting her. And, you know, she has said that she agreed with a lot of his policies and she voted for him twice and so forth and so on. Okay, great. But, you know, her premise is that, you know, it's chaos that's going to, you know, that we had to live through and that we will live through again. I think there's some truth to that because of what the left machine is doing. It's by no fault
right.
of Trump. It's yeah. what they're doing. I mean, and I will never forgive what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. Like him or not, what they did to him.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kind of tactics that they launched and they're going to continue to go after. They're already mobilizing. And these organizations that they're mobilizing are being led by Mark Elias, who was really the plotter, along with the John Podestas and crowd, behind all things Russiagate. So,
Russiagate, yes. I mean, to me, RICO. RICO prosecution.
Yes, racketeering,
I don't want to. I don't have time to go there. Okay, let me just, these 91 indictments are all flimsy. Just to touch upon the one in New York with Letitia James and the real estate.
Yep.
I mean, we all know a little bit about real estate. As a property owner, whatever you value your property at is insignificant. The lending companies, they have their equations.
Right.
They break it down to square footage. I mean, they determine the value of properties. To suggest
right.
that he was able to inflate the value of his properties is ridiculous. That's
right.
the basis for her prosecution.
Yeah, and that's what every real estate developer does. It's part of the dance between them and the lenders and how they finally come to some conclusion. Well, I'll tell you what, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to head out to break, but we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend. Take care.
Have a good night.
All right, take
care.
Thank
you.
Well, Denise, yeah, we're just music's going to come up here in just a moment. But it's been a great great discussion, as always, and we're going to be back with you again tomorrow morning.
Good deal.
You take care. We'll talk again real soon. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, Denise. All right, folks. And, yes, we are heading through this Wednesday edition. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. We're talking about all kinds of different stuff. And when we come back, we'll talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through and rocketing through the Wednesday edition of the program. And the time is flying, as it always does. But I'm especially glad that it flies because that means in this segment, we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website if you want to check out more about Chris and his program. You can also hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday morning and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday afternoon, again, right here on AM 860. And so once again, let's welcome back Chris Markowski to the program. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, there's lots to talk about, of course. So we got the New Hampshire primary. That's done. But obviously there's a lot going on in the economy. You know, we've talked a lot about China, and it looks like President Xi, according to one of the headlines I've seen, that he's going to have to try to do something here because the stock market, of course, in China seems to be having such a terrible time. I mean, economic-wise, all over the place, they're having a terrible time.
Yeah, it's you want to call it the plunge protection team there in China. They're going to be dumping billions of won into the Chinese stock market and also the Hong Kong stock market, trying to stem the fall. real estate not cooperating with them. Yeah, which is an interesting dynamic. Again, and you want to put this in the face of geopolitical issues. They're aware, and how, you know, dependent they are on the rest of the world. And quite frankly, the rest of the world is on China in regards to supply chains. You know, it's not as, we're not as dependent on them as we were, you know, several years ago. We still are, and they are as well. Again, you know, can you see China stepping in and doing anything in regards to Taiwan, knowing that, man, that would send their economy off a cliff, basically? You know, you get a lot of people out there in the news, they're talking about all this new relationship they're going to have with Russia and doing business with them and possibly, you know, North Korea and other countries. It's not enough. I mean, it's too small. You know, the people there would starve because the supply chains would be a mess. Their markets would collapse. Again, they're going to be forced, you know, due to economics, to, I think, in essence, try to do the right thing. This is why I think that they've held off for a long time as well. This is why I think they want to have a peaceful resolution to Taiwan rather than one that involves the military, because that would just be, I mean, their economy would be in disarray. But yeah, their stock market has been a disaster. They're not getting any funding, new funding, that comes into the country. People are afraid to invest there. There's going to be at some point in time, I know, like Xi Jinping, like, you know, he's going to be the president for life. I don't know if that's going to be the case. They're going to only have so much patience there in regards to his policies.
No, I agree. And it wasn't all that many years ago that, you know, they were even making changes to, I guess, what amounts to their constitution, I suppose, the Communist Party constitution, as it were, because of Xi Jinping, and molding it more after him and his policies and his thought. But you're right, because his star sort of was rising, and now it doesn't seem to be so secure. But, you know, we talk about, you know, either de-emphasizing or decoupling from China or de-risking out of China. But when it comes to things like prescription medication, just in that regard, or there are other issues too that China, or other things that China provides, how long a period of time would it take the U.S., for example, to actually do something like that, you know, even just in the realm of pharmaceuticals? Or is it even doable at this point, because everything has always been, you know, going over to China, basically?
Well, I mean, everything is doable, but it would just, you know, you're going to get disconnects for a period of time, like we did during COVID and, you know, a little bit at post-COVID in regards to supply chain issues and how long things are going to take. I mean, the market will provide eventually. If there's a demand for something, someone's going to provide it. Yeah, that's the beauty of the free market. And if you have certain products, you're not going to be able to get them, someone else is going to step in and fill that that vacuum. And that's, you know, again, will there be a slowdown? Will there be shortages? Yeah, sure there will. But again, somebody will step up and eventually handle it. You know, that's just, you know, it's a matter of when that's going to happen.
Well, indeed. And one of the things, too, that we see, of course, in American cities, and especially cities like Washington, D.C., it's a district, obviously, but you get my idea. One of the CVS stores there, I believe, is going to be closing down because the shelves continually are bare, because people come in and they send in teams to strip the shelves bare, and then street sellers resell the merchandise on the street. And, I mean, this kind of stuff just can't continue for retail or for our American cities.
Well, yeah, and again, I shut the store down. That's what I would do, and that's what's happening in many of these places. I remember Michelle Obama lamenting, you know, food. She called them food deserts in places. Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of food deserts and a lot of problems, and that's quite frankly due to, you know, the choices that those people make in that community and who they vote for. Again, I you can't do anything about it. I mean, you get the government you deserve, and you know, these are the people you want to put into power. You know, I feel bad that for the people that you know, that don't agree with those policies. Well, I you know what? I guess you're going to have to move. That's, you know, that's the reality. You're going to have to pick yourself up and get out of there. This is what your neighbors are like, and this is the people they believe in. They want to live in their own filth, and they want to have crime like this. Well, again, like I said, you're going to have to move. It's a big country. There'll be a lot of great places you can move to.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, one of the things, too, that that we talk about here on the program is taxes. And, you know, it turns out that, you know, this is going to be obviously a huge issue in the election. But, you know, how big an incentive can that be for companies, for example, to make a big move? You know, and how does that come about? You know, in a particular state that simply says, okay, we want to start drawing business in, and they start cutting the taxes. You know, how do companies, you know, how can they make those kinds of transitions? Is it that lucrative to get those tax breaks?
Well, of course it is. I mean, it just happened not just here, but anywhere. I mean, you can compete globally now. During the Obama administration, because the high corporate taxes that they instituted, companies were practicing what is known as tax inversions, where they would, in essence, a bigger company would get acquired by a smaller subsidiary in Dublin or somewhere else, and they moved their headquarters over there to deal with the favorable taxes in that place. And again, as the CEO of a company, I remember Joe Biden calling these companies unpatriotic. No. The CEO of the company is doing what's best for the shareholders of that company, is what those CEOs are supposed to do. They're supposed to act as a fiduciary to the shareholders. I own a company. I've got, you know, 20 offices around the United States. Would I move my headquarters somewhere else if it was going to be beneficial to my clients and to the overall business? Absolutely. Wouldn't even think twice about it.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, you know, we're also hearing that it looks like real estate market basically is being described as a slow-moving train wreck. And I know it's hard to project over all of the country when we talk about real estate, but what are we waiting for? Is it just the cutting of interest rates, which may or may not happen depending on how the Fed perceives inflation? If inflation is sticky, then we hear that they probably won't cut, or do you think they'll cut anyway?
No, I'm sorry. I'm buying into the, you know, the people defense. Again, you could just go and listen to what they have to say, and they can change on a dime, and there's no repercussions for them changing on a dime, so they can say anything. You know, they'd never be called out at being a liar or saying something that's not true. They'll just say, well, the dynamic has changed or the numbers have changed. So, do I think that there's rate cuts coming this year? I do, but, you know, do I bank on them? No, but do I think many of them are coming this year? Yeah, I think there's politics involved as well. You get several rate cuts leading up to the election, and you get rates come down, and the real estate market starts being reinvigorated. It's most certainly going to help Joe Biden, and you know, I think that's what many people are waiting for. But as well, we also need to increase the supply of homes. There's quite frankly not enough.
Indeed. Yeah, a lot of people are holding on to their homes, even after they're empty nesters and so forth. But Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thank you, sir. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it.
Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back right after your top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.